Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. It is our annual Small Business Saturday show today, and April Peterson is back. April, this has got to be at least the third or fourth year you've been here for our Small Business Saturday show. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, this is one of my favorite shows. I mean, this is our Super Bowl, so
yeah.
Work all year long planning this weekend and this holiday season, and so it's a really big deal for us, and downtown's energized in a way that I think I say this every year. It's energized in a way that I haven't seen it before.
Yeah, oh, and I think every year it is. Mm-hmm. We'll get into some of the things that are going on. We should say up front, one of the things is it's going to be cold on Saturday. Don't let that discourage you. Just get out in it. The shops will be warm, and there will be enthusiasm in each store, and that will warm you up.
Yeah, I think we do better, actually, when it's chilly, because that gets people in the holiday mood. They want to be outside. It's usually if there's elements like rain that we struggle with business. But with the cold, I think it's going to be perfect.
Yeah. Small Business Saturday is this Saturday. April Peterson is with River Rock Outfitter. We'll talk about her store, too, as we go along this morning. Stacey Thomas is here. She is Two Hearts, One Dress on, did you say Caroline Street?
Caroline Street, yes.
How long have you had that store?
We've been open about 18 months, so still pretty new.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about your story and how you got involved in that. You're also on the Economic Vitality Committee for Main Street. So
Yep. You've
jumped in as a relatively new business owner, have jumped into Main Street and obviously see the value there.
Yes. I'm really excited. I'm excited to kind of get into the scene of helping the other businesses downtown. I love downtown. I love small businesses. And it's really been a lot of fun to, you know, get involved and start to participate in the things that have been going on for years and see how, as a new business owner and as a younger business owner downtown, how I can help bring kind of more families and a more friendly environment to the downtown area. It's something that I grew up in, something I really feel passionate about downtown, and watching the change that it's taken over the last couple years has really given me, you know, a kind of a fresh look on how the town that I grew up in is treated and how it should continue.
Well, I was going to ask you that. So you have some, you grew up here and you've got some roots here.
I did. I have lived in Fredericksburg since I was 7. And so my dad and I used to walk around the streets downtown into all the antique shops, and watching it change over from antique shops to boutiques has been a really fun thing for me.
Boy, and that if you haven't done it, and even I feel like I get around, but over the weekend having some family in town and walking around Caroline Street and a little bit of on Sophia Street on Saturday, I found a lot of places that I didn't even realize were there.
There's so much. There's so many things for everybody, and it's really exciting to see that, you know, where it used to be a very older generation-oriented place where the stores opened up early and they closed early, that's not necessarily the thing anymore. And there's all of these younger places to go, and there's new stores popping up all the time, and there's specialty shops that open up, and it really has brought a well-rounded environment to downtown that I don't think has existed there before.
Danielle Rose also here back with us from the manager of the Fredericksburg Visitor Center. Danielle, good morning. Glad to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
When Stacey just said something, and I thought, I've got to ask Danielle about that, because I can remember doing these kind of shows, and sometimes we would even talk about it on the air, but wasn't that long ago that whenever you talked about downtown, you either didn't want to talk about it too much, but the topic of, well, everybody closes early, that was such a big deal. And in Main Street, I think, is really with the flags a few years ago, started moving away from that. And you sure don't hear that kind of thing talked about anymore.
No, not as much. No, it's great. And it's great for us to promote from the Visitor Center for everyone to look for those open late flags. And you can look right down Caroline Street and you can see open lay flags throughout the weekend, and it's great to see. So, and we're fortunate enough to get to do it on the during the summer months and the visitor center does. Yeah. So,
well, and you've been around enough too to see, boy, the downtown has changed so much, but especially, I mean, even like when April started the show talking about just even year to year, I think just year to year some great things have happened. But boy, over the last few years, a lot of great changes. Yeah. And just a lot of energy downtown.
It is, and it's turned into a great destination. We have tour buses that are now coming in from AAA is booking from PA, where they're just coming down and dropping visitors off, and so that they can shop for the afternoon and have dinner and lunch. And it's great to see this it becoming a destination. So,
well, and I noticed again, just having some family members just for an hour and a half, 90 minutes or so, mm-hmm. downtown, and their reaction was, wow, this is pretty cool, we're gonna have to come back.
Yeah. And that's what is so crucial right now, is a lot of times we get people that just pop in off of 95 and they're like, yeah, we're just here for a couple hours, wanted to see. And a lot of them do come back into the visitor center and grab more info, because they're like, we're going to come here for another weekend. And it's great to see that people are falling in love with our little town like we all do.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And April, you've got to feel good about that, just because that's really small business in action.
It sure is. I mean, even when we first came downtown, it was, how do we keep people busy for a few hours in Fredericksburg? And then it went to, well, how do we keep them busy for a day?
Yeah.
And now it's, we keep them busy for an entire weekend. I mean, there's a reason to stay over for multiple days, because there's that much to do downtown. And it's just, you know, the collaboration downtown between the restaurants, between the retail, between the services, yeah. is just expanded and blown up. And I think for that reason, everyone is strong, everyone's tight, everybody's excited. And so we give people something that's unique, that isn't working on every downtown Main Street, but it's working for Fredericksburg.
Boy, cheers. Boy, and Daniel, I think, I mean, it used to be that you'd hear about people coming into the visitor center and they either wanted information and going to the battlefields or the antique shops. And now what you do has totally, just in the few years that you've been manager, it really has changed a lot.
You know, it's a lot more, besides that, everyone wants to experience something. So a lot of times now it's a quick battlefield, a nice lunch, a little shopping, mm-hmm. a kayak trip down the river. Like, you know, it's just this whole package now. Yeah. And not everyone just wants to see something. And I think that's one thing that we've really concentrated on too, is making it a whole family experience. So, and it's worked out really great.
So. And it's kind of cool, the nuances too, because we've got such a good foundation now. Now we can think about all these other smaller things that make a downtown special, like being dog friendly and people being able to bring their dogs into stores. Or, you know, Stacy now having children, she's bringing a new aspect to downtown with economic vitality, thinking through which stores are family friendly and how can stores be better family friendly. And she's sort of leading that effort. And so it's these little special nuances that we can really focus on now. That's just the sort of cherry on top that makes downtown in Fredericksburg just a little bit different.
April Peterson is with River Rock Outfitter, Danielle Rose, the manager of the Fredericksburg Visitor Center, and Stacy Thomas here with Two Hearts, One Dress on Caroline Street. We are talking Small Business Saturday. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Small Business Saturday. It is this Saturday, and we're focusing on downtown Fredericksburg. Stacy Thomas is here from Two Hearts, One Dress, April Peterson with River Rock Outfitter, and Danielle Rose is here with the Fredericksburg Visitor Center. And the kind of a city perspective on things. Stacy, you mentioned you're over on Caroline, Two Hearts, One Dress. Was this type of store your dream?
It became my dream. I am a mom of four.
Okay.
And it really started out of necessity. I was shopping for a dress for a wedding, I was newly pregnant. I didn't fit into any of my clothes, and I had to shop with three kids, and it was absolutely miserable. And so I kind of started talking to some friends and my husband, and I was like, hey, you know, there's got to be some better options. There needs to be something more than going to the mall with three kids or hopping from store to store to store all over town all day, especially when it's cold outside. Like, there needs to be some other options, you know? And the idea of doing a new and used maternity store kind of came up, and it really took on a life of its own. And here we are. I think it was probably maybe a year and a half from first conception to opening my doors. And we've been open, like I said, about a year and a half. And it's absolutely everything. And it really has become a big passion for me.
That is fantastic. And when April just talked about just different things, whether, you know, stores being family friendly or just a, the kind of just kind of a what a unique store.
Well, thanks. So we offer, you know, anybody downtown, you don't have to be a customer. If you need to change your baby, we have a full changing table. And I even stock some extras, some extra wipes, diaper creams, extra diapers, things like that, just in case. As a mom, you know, I understand sometimes you're out and it would suck to have to derail everything and pack up and head home because you forgot something. We also offer a nursing chair, and we let everybody know you're welcome to come in, nurse your baby, get out of the cold. We've got, you know, cold water, we've got hot water, we've got whatever you need. And I try really hard to keep the store more than just a retail space and really family friendly and environmentally friendly. And so we've taken on to trying to get some other stores involved in saying, hey, you can change your baby in here or you're welcome to nurse in here. And we're starting up a promotion really to get some flags out that let those moms know, like, hey, you can you can come on in and you're not going to feel awkward. We want to make downtown a place that everybody can go, a place that, you know, there is a place for everybody to shop, but there should also be a place for the kids to go. We've got some toys, we've got some things to occupy them as well. And there are a lot of stores downtown that do, they just don't advertise. So it's my goal to get those other businesses involved and a little bit more vocal about being family friendly.
Boy, and because, or you were going to say something, jump in.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is the story of what we celebrate basically on Small Business Saturday. A big box store, are they going to be thinking about whether or not they've got the appropriate changing tables and extra diapers in their bathroom?
No way.
No way. Yeah. That's exactly what a small business owner thinks about. You know, and that's what makes sort of downtown and small businesses really special. And especially on a day like a Small Business Saturday where we can celebrate those mom and pops that are doing and taking the extra mile to think through what's best for their customers. I think that's exactly what that day is all about, is celebrating those business owners.
Boy, and Stacey, when you talk about that, you just think that when people are thinking of going out, they're going to think of downtown just
exactly.
Because there are those options.
Right. Well, and as, you know, as small business owners, we're not only thinking about what maximizes our personal business, but what maximizes the environment that our business is in. Mm-hmm. We care that our neighbors are also family friendly. We care that our neighbors are also dog friendly. We care that they're also walking friendly. We care that they are, that they're succeeding. So for us as small businesses, you know, we might be individual businesses, and every stop that you make downtown might be an individual owner, but we're all working together. You know, we're cross-promoting, we're referring customers down. We've got the visitor center who does that for us too. And we have customers who come in and say, like, hey, where do I go to eat? And you say, well, what are you in the mood for? And as a business owner downtown, you know what's downtown. Mm. And so it's really great that we don't only know the other businesses, but we know the other business owners. These people are our friends. We work together and we promote each other. And we want to create an environment downtown that is not only conducive to an afternoon out, but, you know, some place that other people are coming on purpose. We want to be a destination. We want to be a, you know, quick shop downtown. We want to be all of those things because we believe in supporting each other. We believe in supporting other businesses who are not taking that paycheck and putting it into, you know, something in another state. They're putting it into feeding their kids or taking care of their animals or, you know, putting it back into downtown, cleaning up downtown, you know, cleaning up the Fredericksburg area and really just uplifting the name of Fredericksburg all together. And I think that that's really important to know.
Well, it's so interesting that you as business owners know, everyone knows not only one another, like you say, but even the workers all interchangeably and know things. That's that's really they can give you feedback on a lot of things.
Oh yeah, I think, you know, I love talking about the owner experience and all the unique sort of mom and pop owners downtown. But what I love to talk more about, I think, are our staff. I mean, I don't know that any one of us who have staff in our shop could do what we do if we didn't have them. And those guys make a real concerted, I mean, it's a choice for them to decide that they want to work for a mom and pop. It would be much easier to work for any place else, and certainly a bigger box retail shop where they may have access to benefits and things that a mom and pop can't provide them. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're making that choice, they're in the fight with us every single day. And those staff, like, they care as much as we do. Absolutely. About the success of our business, success of Small Business Saturday and the holidays. And so, I mean, it's big, big kudos to the staff of downtown for what they do.
I mean, and we've got, you know, I had a surgery. It was a minor surgery last week, but I even had some of my neighbors said, hey, if you don't have anybody to cover your shop, let us know. We'll pay somebody to come in and cover your store for you. I mean, you're not going to get that. Mm-mm. If you're going to the mall.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? You know, they're amazing. Yeah. Or they pop in and say, oh, hey, here's a cup of coffee. Just wanted to check in on you. How's the store doing today? Like, they know how your business is doing. It's more than just a place to shop. It's really a community for not only the people who are shopping, but the business owners and the workers downtown.
Yeah.
And I think this speaks to the power of Main Street in general. Like, people talk a lot about, well, what does Main Street do? What's really the mission? And I think with Main Street coming on board, it was a catalyst for businesses to do what we do best. It gave us the resources to be able to connect. And Main Street spends a lot of time behind the scenes, you know, whether it's the board of directors or whether it's our executive director, Anne Glave, who you can call her up and say, hey, look, I'd really like to collaborate with a business on this, or I have this particular issue. And she is constantly sort of connecting the dots connecting businesses behind the scenes so that we can then sort of flourish and partner. And I would argue, and I think most people would agree, that prior to Main Street's existence in downtown, we didn't have that. There was a lot of competition between the businesses and a misunderstanding of how everything could kind of work together for the success of the whole. And Fredericksburg downtown, it is a business all by itself. We promote the fact that you come downtown, and then it's the business's jobs to get people through the door and keep them coming back. But Main Street does that. And I think just hearing Stacy talk about her business and her business experience and being such a young business owner on Main Street, now getting involved, it's the power of what Main Street has brought to downtown.
Did you always knew you wanted to be on Main Street, Stacy?
No, I actually didn't even know about Main Street before becoming a business owner. I knew I wanted to be downtown. I knew that made the most sense, both business-wise and personally for me. But Anne walked in my door one day, and, you know, and every time I had a question, she was there to answer it. And she came in and checked on me and said, hey, you know what? I worked in retail for a long time. Here's something you might be able to tweak that might be able to help you a little bit. Or here's a resource. Or you know who you should talk to about that? Talk to so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And the more that I got to know Anne and Main Street and what they actually do, the more that I wanted to be part of that. And when I was asked, like, hey, you know, I really think that the Economic Vitality Committee would be a good thing for you, I was like, yeah, sure. And I joined with absolutely no intention of ever taking over. And then one day it was like, you know what? We're looking for a co-chair. I really think it's something that you would do really well at. What are your goals for downtown? If you had any say in it, what would you like to do? And that actually got some wheels turning for me. And I said, you know what? There are actually things that I care about downtown, and there are ways that I can help. And there is a different point of view that I have as not only a business owner, but as a mom.
Yeah.
And so it kind of took on, and I'm really excited to kind of get my feet in the door and see how I can help those other businesses downtown.
Now, I always learned so much from downtown. And I mean, last summer I buy a bike, and so they had to do some things to get it ready. So I had a little bit of time to kill. So I walk over from Bike Works just to go browse in River Rock. And Zach, who works at River Rock, used to work at Bike Works. And so he then tells me I made a great choice for a bike. He gives me all this. I mean, there's so much cross promotion. Or you can go into so many stores and somebody can say, oh, I know somebody at Agora too. Or, you know, you might want to go there. It really has become a family downtown.
It is. You'll also notice if you go in a lot of the stores that they carry products made by other business owners. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, I carry these booties and everybody loves them. And everyone who walks in the door talks about how adorable these little baby booties are. But they're made by MJ down at Agora. And, you know, a lot of my products in the store are made by other local business owners. And it's things like that in the other stores, you know, and you'll see that. You'll see things on Instagram posts or Facebook posts, and you're like, hey, I know who made those. Mm-hmm. And it's really exciting to see that, you know, even in promoting their own business, they're still promoting another business as well.
So, again, no matter what the weather's like on Saturday, be downtown. This is your Super Bowl.
It is our Super Bowl, and every small purchase matters too. So, I mean, you could buy a card from, you know, one of the artist galleries and think, gosh, I only spent $5 or $6. If everyone did that small little move, you're keeping an artist in business. So it's just the small little, it's just showing up. It's reposting the small business event post from the Main Street page, reposting it on your Facebook page, reposting it on Instagram, marketing and helping us market to get your friends and family out on Small Business Saturday. Little things matter.
I never even thought that that even mattered much. And in recent days, for a couple of events, you know, it was for a couple of Civil War events in a couple of weeks, I have never done it until yesterday, Danielle, and I put going. And I had several people then send me something to say, are you really going? Is that you're really interested in that? Would that be good to go to? And I all of a sudden it occurred to me, those little things do matter, whether it's a store or an event. People look at what other people are going to.
It is completely crucial for everyone to hit that interested or going button.
Yeah.
So we use that a lot when it comes to our advertising. We don't have a huge budget, and you know, we put those events out, and we hope that, you know, we have the children's Christmas tree lighting Saturday afternoon, and we have over 4,000 people that are interested in that event. So so it's great advertisement, and it's free.
Yeah.
So, and it's really good for small businesses to have that. So,
and I don't think people understand. I mean, like, we're so small, we don't have tens of thousands of followers on Facebook and Instagram. So when we're doing our Instagram or Facebook, and usually it's the owners that are doing it,
absolutely,
we're looking at who's liking it. Mm-hmm. And when somebody puts that they love it, or they put like a smiley face, like, I'm still, hey, Keith, guess who liked my post? Like,
yeah,
people don't understand. Like, just that little move is such a big, it's just a little bit of a boost. It means, hey, you're doing something
and
right.
And people think that the only way to support a small business is to shop there. But there's so much more than that. Mm-hmm. I mean, sharing our posts, or liking our page, or sharing the page, or even liking, commenting on one of our social media posts. Things like that, they boost how the algorithms work and who sees our stuff. Mm-hmm. So even if you can't afford to shop at a store that you would love to shop at, but you want to support, just like their page, or share their page, or like a post, or tell a friend. Those things are huge.
And in my case, I wear a River Rock hat, and people think I do all that stuff. And they think I'm out on the river climbing, and it makes me look like I'm an outdoors person.
There you go.
And so you're right. Little things like that. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We need to take a break. We're talking about Small Business Saturday. Stacey Thomas, April Peterson, Danielle Rose here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Small Business Saturday this Saturday, and we're talking about that this morning with Danielle Rose, the Fredericksburg Visitor Center Manager. Stacey Thomas is with Two Hearts, One Dress on Caroline Street, and April Peterson, River Rock Outfitter on Sophia Street. April, as Stacey was talking just about her story, I mean, I was just thinking, I mean, so many people's small business story of how they got into small business, it's all basically the same in a lot of ways. And as she was telling her story, I thought, well, that a lot of that kind of fits you and Keith and River Rock.
Yeah, I think it's all of our stories, really. We're all looking for something different, a new kind of lifestyle. And we find downtown, and we find a way to make money at what our passion is. I mean, for us, it's the outdoors, something Keith and I have always done. And to be able to have a business surrounded by it, to see other people get outdoors, I mean, it's just, it's a life passion for us. And I think a lot of people are like that. And once business owners kind of get out of their own small little space and learn that we're all exactly the same. Mm. We all started for very similar reasons. What keeps us going and getting up every morning, 7 days a week oftentimes, is usually the same story. And once we realize that and find that we can pull strength from each other, that's what really keeps us going. And I think that's what's made downtown not only survive, but we're thriving in a way that I don't think downtown has probably ever seen. And I think a large part of that is because we're finding this way to support each other. You know, and we talked a lot about retail and local and how within the retail spaces, we're all sort of sharing and collaborating. But when you think about the restaurants, and I think maybe the restaurants are part of our bigger story in downtown, when you say eat local, our restaurants are taking that to a whole new level. Mm-hmm. Because not only are they local providers, but where their food is coming from literally is local. I mean, within 10, 20 miles, in many cases, these restaurants are being supported by the local farmers. So, you know, this eat local movement, you go into a restaurant and you're not quite sure what that actually means. When you go into a downtown restaurant, it's evident. The owners and the chefs will tell you what that means, and they will point to the farm where your meat came from, where your vegetables came from, and that's a really cool story too. So it's just this, it's again, it's this power of local community, and I think that you're seeing that on the streets of downtown for sure.
Well, and it's with how easy it's gotten to get things online. Mm-hmm. Down the local and the downtown businesses have really stepped up and met that challenge, because you're going to get the kind of service and any number of businesses that you never are going to get online, never.
And we had to. I mean, if we as retail owners weren't ready to make that shift and change, we would have died, like many small businesses do every day. But I think, again, that speaks to the power of Main Street as an educator as well. Main Street recognizes through all the education that we receive, you know, what the retail space is, what we needed to know to be able to counteract this online wave that was coming after us. And Main Street provides a lot of opportunities for businesses to be better educated on how to counter that. And for us, I mean, it all speaks to experience. You heard it from Stacy. River Rock focuses on this a lot. Every business downtown does. What can we do that makes it a unique experience? You know, it's hard to counter the, I get to surf the web in my Uggs and PJs from home and make purchases. That's a hard thing to counteract. And we're doing it every day because you're seeing the businesses thriving, because we are offering something that is unique, something that's different. And I think especially for this weekend coming up, you're with family, you're stuffed inside your house. It's going to be super cold on Thanksgiving, so I know you're going to be inside your house and you're going to be itching to get out and actually do something. And that's why I think the weather situation is so perfect for us, because it's primed. People are going to want to leave their homes and they're wanting to come out and have this sort of community experience. And that's what downtown can offer you, this shop small weekend for sure.
Well, and we talk about Small Business Saturday, Danielle, but I know in the last few years I've gone downtown on Friday. And mm-hmm. it's been just as busy. I mean, it will be a busy weekend. And as we've talked about today, just because of there's so many restaurant choices now, and just with retail choices, there's a lot to choose from.
There is. So a lot of people, like I know personally, my family's in town, and we'll be downtown Friday and Saturday. And that's the thing. There's so much to see that it's hard to do it all in one day. So. I know we'll be frequenting all the restaurants this weekend and everything. So, and we also have the Window Wonderland, which is great. It kicked off November 10th and it goes till the December 31st. And that we have 58 riddles along Caroline and William Street. And that gives everyone a chance to do something fun with the kids, but also you'll be able to see exactly what we have in the area. So
that's a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
It's another way to get people outdoors, mm-hmm. and discovering businesses that they may not have discovered before, especially businesses on like side streets that it's difficult to sort of market that those businesses are there. And I think another thing when we talk about sort of big box and, you know, you're waiting in lines and it's crowded and you're confused about what the specials are or what you want, you know, that's the experience. The downtown experience offers you something else unique. You know, when you go into a store like the Fair Trade store Latitudes downtown, you're finding something that you are would be really hard pressed to find on Amazon or in a big box store like mm-hmm. Walmart or Target. You're finding something that's truly special and unique, so that when you give that gift under the tree, it's something special. You know, and all the downtown shops offer some sort of unique sort of gift packaging or wrapping. And it's really fun because every single year we get from customers photos of their Christmas trees where it was all River Rock, bags of River Rock, because we spend so much time thinking through the tissue paper and what's the little special gift. And all the stores downtown do that. And that's something, again, that unique touch that when you walk away, you're not only making a business owner happy, you're making that staff happy. You know that you've gotten a gift that is really, truly unique that your family may not be able to find anyplace else. It was special and handpicked because those owners work with you to figure out what exactly, tell me a little bit about the personality of the family member that you're shopping for. Let's get that right special gift so that when they're opening it, you know, they're happy when they do. And so it's a pride in actually making purchases rather than standing in these long lines and fighting and pushing people and getting just a basket full of stuff that you don't even know that the person's going to like.
Well, what's really interesting too, and as I've gotten to know this year more business owners, just to find so there are so many business owners that come from they've come from bigger places and have chosen here. I mean, they could have their stores anywhere.
That's
and they've chosen Fredericksburg, and some of them have come from really big areas and are really talented in a number of things, and they want to be in downtown Fredericksburg.
That is true. And if you just look at our artist community, look at the artists who have settled right here in Fredericksburg and who have opened up stores or booth spaces within some of our artist galleries. I mean, just the talent here and little Fredericksburg alone is amazing. When you talk about unique gifts, there's an artist gallery, you know, every few stores in Fredericksburg, and every one of them offers something unique and special. And usually those artists are sitting right there selling their wares. So you can talk to them about where did they get their materials and what made them think to put these colors together, or where did they take this photo? And so you can get that sort of backstory right there from the artist sitting there. So again, it no matter the community, no matter the gift that you're looking for, it truly is a special experience.
Well, and Danielle, you sort of sit there, you're like at the, you run into, I mean, sure, a lot of people come into the visitor center just to kind of get their bearings.
Yeah.
And so you really have a unique spot there for to run into a lot of people.
Yeah, we do. And we see about 45,000 people a year. And we're a lot of times the first faces that people see. So it's we find it to be very honoring, but also very crucial. So I have a staff of 15, most of them retired, some of them have masters and PhDs, and they're the smartest people I know, and the passion that they have about Fredericksburg. And they take the time during their lunch breaks to walk through downtown to experience and see what they can, see what's new, so to make sure that they know on that front line what they can push. So.
And that's, boy, it always amazes me that when I do spend some time of just walking downtown, mm-hmm. of just what I've missed.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's things that have been there and I've just missed them, or it's some kind of a change has taken place.
It is, yeah. And we have some great tour opportunities too that gives you a nice little overview. The trolley, mm-hmm. and then also the carriage. They're both really unique experiences, and every time I take them, I find something new. Or, you know, the carriage is one of the coolest ones because
yes.
you get to see back alleys and all that, and a different perspective of things. So, but yeah, like there's always something new. So,
well, the majority of the stores downtown have their own gift card programs. But what's really cool about the Main Street partnership with the Visitor Center is Danielle's crew sells the Fredericksburg downtown gift cards, which has been a monster program for us. So for people who aren't quite sure, they have college students, they have family members that, you know, they live out of town, but their family's here, and they're not quite sure what they might want, they can purchase these Fredericksburg downtown mm-hmm. gift cards mm-hmm. through the Fredericksburg Visitor Center, and then their family member can use them at a ton of restaurants and retail shops downtown. So that's been a really cool collaboration mm-hmm. and partnership for sure between us and the Visitor Center.
And we have the gift card promotion too. When you buy 50 during the holiday season, you get a $10 free one. So
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's always a good promotion to have.
Well, and another thing about this time of year is that, you know, most of downtown has 2-hour parking, but we've extended that to 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And that's been extended to give you an opportunity to grab lunch and still go shopping. We also have the parking garage.
I was just going to say yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so many people don't realize it. Mm-hmm. On the weekends, it's a maximum of, what, $3 a day? I mean, you could literally park all day and do all of your shopping and go eat breakfast and lunch and still do all your shopping in between, and the most you're going to pay is $3. We've got the free parking lots. We have so many places that weren't available beforehand. And a lot of the lots that, you know, are no longer being used mm-hmm. have covered up their restricted parking sign and said free parking. So you'll find those little lots all throughout town. And it really maximizes what you can experience. Before, you know, during 2-hour parking, you're limited on how far you can walk or how long you can linger in a store, and that rushes you. The advantage is this has been mm-hmm. extended through, what, January 31st? Mm-hmm. Is 4-hour parking. And so that doubles the amount of time, and that essentially doubles the amount of stores that you can visit downtown yeah. and the experience that you get, because each individual store is, especially this weekend, is offering their own unique experience. When you come in, you're going to be greeted. There's going to be refreshments. There's going to be sales. There's going to be, you know, some stores give a gift. You know, there's different things that each store has done. And as April said earlier, we have spent all year long preparing for this day. And I don't think that you will be disappointed if you head downtown.
Well, the other thing you're going to get with a small business that you just cannot get anywhere else, and what your store, obviously, Stacy, is not one that I'm going to come into and have great needs for. But people that do, you're going to be able to come in and you know, tailor something for them, or something. This is what, you know, this is coming up, or this is.
Absolutely. I have tons of customers who come in and say, hey, I have a baby shower to go to next weekend and I need a gift. Yeah. What can I do? And we don't carry perfect. A whole ton of baby stuff,
yeah.
but I carry enough to put together a nice little box that's within your budget that's going to be personalized. And you can say, you know, this is what they're into, or it's a boy or it's a girl. We don't know yet. Those sorts of things. And I have gift certificates that get sold all the time. And, you know, we carry a large selection of nursing wear, and that extends the lifetime of both my customer and their wardrobe. I mean, you're spending such a large amount of money for a wardrobe that you're going to wear for a limited amount of time. You should be able to get some use out of that. But I also have mama wear stuff. I have, you know, a good variety of things that people wouldn't know unless they wandered in. Mm-hmm. The advantage is, you know, I get a lot of, oh, well, I'm no longer having kids. But you have adult children mm-hmm. who will one day, or your neighbor's daughter is having a kid, or, you know, you have grandbabies that are still nursing. You have coworkers who are having babies. I mean, my store is applicable to more than just the, oh, you yeah. know, mm-hmm. 18 to 34-year-old range. There's a wide variety, and there's a lot of things that I can get specially made. You want a special pair of booties? We can get those made for you. You know, you need something specific, let me know, and we'll see what we can do. And that's another advantage that you have to a small business, where if you're going to walk into Walmart and be like, well, I need this in another color, they're going to say, okay, well, maybe you should check on Amazon, or maybe we carry
yeah.
it online. But they don't
yeah.
know.
Right.
They don't know unless they pull it up on their phone right in front of you. Whereas I can say, I know exactly where that came from. I know exactly how long it's going to take to get to you. Here, let me get your number, and I'll call you when it comes in.
Yeah. No, and I do my Christmas shopping with April, and I have this thing of where I tell her what I need, and she looks for it. I couldn't get that anywhere else.
I mean, and a lot of businesses downtown utilize a wish list. You can come mm-hmm. in and say, this is what I want. If anybody comes in looking for me, tell them this is what I want. Yeah. And as yeah. small business owners, we're going to be like, oh, you know what? Your wife did come in, and this is what she yeah. asked for. But let me tell you, even though she didn't put it down on her list, she was really eyeing this. Because yeah. we have that one-on-one interaction with
right.
our customers.
Yep.
And that's an advantage. You know, I love how very mom-focused my store is, and how slightly uncomfortable the dads are. That when they come in, they're like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I just want to get something for her. And I have dads that come in. You know, last year for Christmas, that was my favorite part, was helping these husbands pick out things, not only for their expecting wife, but also for their newborn baby, and just seeing how excited they get. And it's so much fun to be part of that, you know, to know that what I do on a daily basis with these women is making a difference on their Christmas morning. That is a huge benefit as a business owner that most people don't really get to know, is that we care that you're excited when you open that gift.
Right.
We care when you share it on Facebook and you tag our store. Like, we care. We get excited. And we care that it fit you right. We care that you shared it. We care that you love it. We care that you're comfortable in it.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Small Business Saturday is this Saturday. That is what we're talking about. We will wrap this up with Danielle Rose, April Peterson, and Stacey Thomas on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Small Business Saturday, our focus with Stacey Thomas, April Peterson, and Danielle Rose. I just said to you guys when we went to the commercial, especially when you finished there, Stacey, I just felt like if I ever step in the mall again, I'm just going to feel like I can't buy anything here because I can't take anything away from downtown. But it is true. The as you described it, the type of relationship that I have with Keith and April, the people at River Rock, and a number of other businesses downtown, they are – it's I don't have that with anybody else in any other business, and it is unique. And to me, that's the whole shop local thing is right there. It's the relationship and what you mean to that business and what that business means to you.
Absolutely.
That's exactly it. And this weekend in particular is the weekend we get to celebrate that. I mean, it's important to support small business in downtown all year long, but this is the weekend where customers get to say thank you and we get to say thank you back. And it's a holiday celebrating everything that downtown is. And so we look forward to this. I look forward to this.
Absolutely.
Literally all year long. And it's also the one opportunity too where Keith and I take the opportunity to step outside of our shop for a minute and go do our own shopping as well. And so we get to see other business owners, and it's just it's a holiday all around. It's everything Thanksgiving is supposed to be, all wrapped into kind of this one shop small weekend, culminated by this one shop small Saturday event. So we hope that everybody will come out. And if you even thought that you were still hungry after turkey, we're going to fill you up between the coffee stops, between the cookies in each of those stores,
yes,
and the apple cider and coffee. We've got you covered.
Before we get out of here, Danielle, this is a big weekend, as you mentioned, of Saturday night. It was, what, about 5 o'clock or so? Is
4 to 6.
4 to 6 mm-hmm. over at Herkamp Park. I went there last year after the JM game. I couldn't believe how many people were there. I figured there'd be like, I remember the days when there was like 40 or 50 people, and there were thousands.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting to the max of the park at this point. So, but it's really exciting. It's blossomed into something fun, and each year we've had some great sponsors that have allowed us to add more and more lights. So we have this project for the next couple years that it's going to get bigger and better. So.
Just check out the city Facebook page and website there are all kinds of holiday things going on now.
If you do Fredericksburg Economic Development and Tourism, and also our regional website, which has all the events and all the great things that you can do with your families over the weekend, is visitfred.com.
And we get into next Saturday night's the parade, and then just a month of activities.
Yeah.
So you can really spend a month downtown.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And still have things to do. Well, good luck on Small Business Saturday. Can't wait to combine and see some of you. Stacey Thomas with Two Arts, One Dress on Caroline Street. Great to meet you, Stacey, and we'll do more with you in the days ahead, especially with this economic vitality. I mean, what a great idea. April Peterson with River Rock Outfitter, and good to see you, and good luck with all the outdoor stuff. And you have too many things planned for next year that include me that
yes,
make me a bit
do.
Uncomfortable.
They do. Thanks, Ted.
And Danielle Rose, the visitor center manager with downtown with the city. Good to have you here, Danielle. Thanks.
Thank you.
That is it for Town Talk. Thank you for listening. Shop small on Saturday in downtown Fredericksburg, Small Business Saturdays.
Thanks.
See you tomorrow.
For listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.